being a sorority woman in 2018, we are still met with lots of stereotypes, lots of perpetuation of false stereotypes, as well as the perpetuation of some true events that happen to be creating these stereotypes.
Lauren Castile is a first-generation college student at the University of Texas at Arlington and a part of Alpha Chi Omega sorority.
Being a first-generation college student, you have a lot of thoughts going through your head of not just, I don't know what sorority life is, I've never really heard anything about it other than what's on TV.
Lauren never considered joining a sorority coming into college.
I kind of viewed sorority women on TV, even though it's a very negative stereotype, I always viewed them as more of the popular people, the in crowd. And I was not that during high school. I was in band, I did National Honor Society, so I was kind of, could be described as a nerd.
Lauren shared her apprehensions with hazing and other promiscuous acts before joining a sorority.
Joining Alpha Chi Omega was a great experience because I came into a lot more than I thought that I would. I thought that I was coming in for friendship, but what I got and leadership skills and other transferable skills, like in my executive role, I handle budgets and do many things that I did not think that I would be doing as a collegian.
Alpha Chi Omega's philanthropy is domestic violence and sexual assault awareness, which played a huge role in the selection of a sorority for Lauren.
In sophomore year of high school, the summer before junior year, really, my mom was involved with this guy who sexually assaulted me. And it was not violent or anything, but I knew that it was wrong. And I didn't really process it until I moved away from college. And Alpha Chi Omega's philanthropy helped me process that, as well as make it easier to share my story so that I can help others like me that have been through similar experiences, harassment, stalking, anything like that, that they can feel more empowered to speak about their situation.
Lauren loves the hands-on service her sorority does with raising money for a local shelter, Safe Haven of Tarrant County, and interacting with the children there once a week. Lauren spreads the word about healthy relationships and the signs of negative ones in them through informational tablings with Alpha Chi Omega and her sisters. Lauren's sorority sister, Kayla Wofford, said it's been 2 years since she met Lauren and knew right away that she would be a good fit.
She's very driven, and I think that when everyone meets her, they know that right off the bat, that she's passionate about Alpha Chi.
This one's not JQ's, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I can't tell if that's, sorry. I can't tell if that's JQ or Jackie.
This is Jacqueline, but I don't know which one of them would write that.
Because
they both spell it that way.
Gabby, yes. Michelle.
Being here in a sorority on UT Arlington campus, specifically in Alpha Chi, is being involved, being driven, having good grades, being approachable, I would say, a lot of the times, since a lot of people are intimidated by what a sorority is. Her being so open and outgoing to talk to people really helps change that.
Honestly, my experience in Alpha Chi Omega is unexplainable. There's a saying that goes, from the outside looking in, you don't understand it. From the inside looking out, you can't explain it.